This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The fun vibes were always there. Stopping my friendship with Jen, it was more of like, we had a way for you to come around, kid. But we knew you'd see the light eventually.
Virtual reality.
Hi, I'm Danny Murphy.
And I'm Evan Real.
And I don't know about you, Evan, but I'm feeling a little extra Jersey-licious this week because we are back in the Garden State and it feels so good.
Oh, it does feel so good. That season premiere was kind of everything I feel like the Bravo fandom needed, especially because I feel like a lot of people were worried. We know that Teresa and Melissa filmed the majority of the season separately. There is so much divisiveness going on between the cast right now. But like the girls got it together and they delivered some very necessary drama, which feels so, so good after our like month-long Housewives drought.
Oh, and because this is the thing. This is why, I mean, we love every Bravo show, but leave it to the Housewives, surprise party, there's candy falling, there's 55 fights. And I love, it's like the fights are like orchestrating where like, no one knows who's fighting with who, and Jen Fessler's giving a speech about how much fun she's having. Like, it's just fully chaos, which is why I can't wait for the rest of this season, especially with some of the things Danielle Cabral just teased to us.
I know. Yeah, we got to catch up with Danielle Cabral, who was just a ray of sunshine in her like neon yellow sequins and her beautiful spray tan and her gorgeous blonde hair. We always love spending time with Danielle Cabral. But we, of course, had to ask her about all the drama that is to come on this. Because y'all saw that cold open. There is like so much drama to come. Where should we begin, Danny? I don't even know.
Well, one of the things that I feel is what we have been kind of, we even talked to Rachel Fuda when we talked to her about it, is finally, we are having our wish come true of her and Rachel becoming friends. And Danielle sort of opened up to us about what led to that and how they're doing with this newly formed friendship. So we'll let her explain that.
What would you say was sort of like the breaking point or the turning point where you're like, okay, I need to jump ship. I got to leave this side of the couch and hang out with these girls now because maybe they're just better friends. Like what was your sort of like aha moment?
There was no aha moment. I left the reunion couch where I spoke to Margaret outside. It wasn't on camera. I spoke to Rachel. We were like, let's get together this summer. So on the reunion stage, I really made amends with everybody. And then coming into the new season, it was fair game. Let's start from the beginning again. So, you know, I was excited to let that all happen. I didn't take anything from last year with me into this year.
I feel that's the important way to go about it, where you're like, because you can hold on to something for decades or whatever, or anything like that, but you're like, let me just get to know you. And also you're like, it wasn't that deep. Like, we can kind of just start on a new foundation. Who do you feel you were most excited to start a new bond with? Was it Rachel, or was it getting to know different sides of Margaret or anything like that?
I would say all of them, Rachel, Margaret, and Melissa. I'm still close with Dolores, but, you know, Melissa, I think she had to learn who I was and detach me from Teresa's friends and know that my intentions are pure. And we have a lot in common business-wise. So does me and Margaret, too. Like, yeah. I'll talk to her and Lexi, like, great job marketing your drink. You know, like, we talk to each other on that level.
I love that.
And what's beautiful with these ladies, I can have those conversations and not talk about the dark. You know, I can talk about the good things in life.
Detaching yourself from certain friends in this friend group, obviously we know that you and Jennifer Aiden had some issues this season. Did that make it easier to sort of like lean into the brighter, lighter fun vibes for you by kind of letting go of those friendships?
The fun vibes were always there. Stopping my friendship with Jen, it was more of like, we had a way for you to come around, kid. But we knew you'd see the light eventually. I think that's what happened, you know? And I guess I did lean into them like, oh, okay, this is who this person is. And they were there for me. They were wonderful this whole year.
I think that this new friendship development with Fuda has also created space for Danielle to, Maybe realize that other friendships that she had last year weren't as strong as she thought they were. She spoke to us a lot about seeing people's true colors this season.
Very Cyndi Lauper, yeah.
Yeah, very, very Cyndi Lauper. I think that she was Cyndi Laupering the one and only Jennifer Aiden, who we know. We know that Danielle and Aiden got into it this season. It got pretty explosive, and we see that in the trailer. We see that in the cold open. We've seen that in some Page Six exclusive reporting. So yeah, she's not doing so great with Aiden. So that we were curious, like, if you're not doing great with Aiden, how are you doing with her bestie Teresa? And I mean that they ain't talking. We do see some moments of connection between you and Teresa in the trailer for the rest of the season. Where do you and Teresa stand today? And did the end of your friendship with Jennifer Aiden impact your dynamic with Teresa?
That's a good question that I hope to address on the reunion stage, because I actually don't know the answer to that. Some things have happened, and I have a lot of questions for Teresa.
Have you been able to have any communication with her of late, or?
We did. We talked all the way up to the holidays, and then something happened, and I decided to back away. So,
Wow. So something off camera, because the season had wrapped by then.
yeah, off camera. Yep.
Oh my goodness. Could you give us a hint at what the situation was about?
No, because I want to keep that to myself. I want to keep that to myself.
That's fair. They're not talking, and she opened up to us a little bit about what went on with all of that. And also, kind of just because we're always curious about how the two Staten Island girlies were doing, because it is kind of funny, Evan. I feel you mentioned to her how they kind of like traded places. It's kind of like wife, how it's literally housewife swap, where they really switched couch sides. And even with that, we're kind of like, all right, well, you're getting all these new friendships with people, even if this switching, like, did you and Jackie like wave at each other when you walked on by?
Now, Danielle, I am a little bit curious because you did sort of like switch sides of the couch this season. And while you were building friendships with new girls, that's when Jackie decided to ditch those girls for Teresa and Jennifer. So you never really had a moment to like really connect with Jackie. Just from like an outside perspective, what are your thoughts on Jackie sort of leaving her friendship with Margaret to hang out more with Jennifer and Teresa? Do you have any like thoughts or opinions about it?
It's fitting for who she is. I've also come to know and see who what type of person she is, and that our friendship, there will never be a friendship at all. So, yeah, there's that.
Because I feel it is a hard thing where she's kind of drawing a line in the sand with everybody versus like Jen Fessler, who is kind of able to like dip all around, even though people are saying she gets messy fessy.
Yeah, this year she
She
does.
gets a little more messier.
She does get a little bit, she gets her hands dirtier a little bit, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, because we
She
see
gets in
that
the
moment
mix. She
where.
gets in the mix. She gets in the mix.
Yes. And she does have like a really tactful way of doing it. It seems like kind of like in a Dolores way where she's able to hang out with everyone and somehow no one's upset with her. But there is that moment where Melissa's like, you said this, but then you did this. And we do see in the premiere that she's telling Margaret, like, I would never want to be friends with someone who would do something like that to you. But then we do see her pursue a friendship with Jennifer and Teresa. I mean, just from what you've seen, filming this season, how does Fessler, kind of like stay out of the fray in that way? Like, or why do you think she gets a pass where others wouldn't? I mean, because we love Jen Fessler. We'll always give her a pass, me and Danny.
She doesn't get a pass.
Oh.
Oh,
So, okay, so the heat
Okay.
comes on
So,
her a little bit. Yeah, she doesn't get a pass this year.
oh.
She's in Full Housewives mode. Season two
Okay.
with her new face, she gets in there and she gets in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, she said that, watching Jackie move through her situation with Margaret this season kind of made her realize, in her opinion, the kind of person that Jackie is. And I guess Danielle does not vibe with the person that she believes Jackie is. But it wasn't just the Margaret drama. Like, she kind of implied to
Yes.
us that she and Jackie butt heads again. I mean, I thought they moved on from diaper shorts.
Don't think
I
any.
thought that was in the past. Like, I thought that diaper was clean.
Hamper. No, you need to do another rinse cycle or two. Who knows? Who knows what is going down there? So, this is why we love our Jersey ladies and we cannot wait to watch the rest of the season. But while seasons premiere, seasons also end. Very vitamin C. Vanderpump Rules. This finale had the internet fully buzzing. It even had the cast kind of like crying and unpacking it because they had to watch party kind of at the reunion where they watched the last 5 minutes of it, where a lot of viewers said it reminded them of like what a series finale looks like, even though Bravo's like, that's not what this is.
You've all been through such an interesting shared experience for over a decade that we wanted you to watch this ending together and then get your real-time reactions.
Evan, what was your thoughts kind of watching all of this go down in San Francisco, no less?
Well, we know that Vanderpump Rules is taking a pause. Like, they're not filming this summer. They're giving everyone a breather. You know, we've had sources telling us that the show is not canceled. Like, it is coming back, which is great because we don't want to see the end of Vanderpump Rules yet, but, or ever. But this finale of the season, it truly did feel like the series. I was like, wait, did we miss something? Because it honestly...
The scrapbook?
Yes, the scrapbook with like all the old fate, like the three faces ago from all the cast members, and it was like hitting me in the feels. Like it was honestly very emotional, and it did feel like a farewell in very many ways. And I think that, you know, several people on social media even made the connection between this finale and The Hills mm-hmm. series finale, because there was that breakage of the fourth wall. We saw the cameras and the producers. Like, it was just...
She thinks she's Beyonce! And it's like, no, yeah. She's texting her friend about... Wait, my whole thing is like, I think I was at the same Beyonce concert as Logan.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because that must have been in LA back in what? Like, was that
September
June?
4th?
Oh, in September. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Because Lala Virgo has the same birthday as my friend who I went to Beyonce with. So, yes. That's why I was able to really carry home in this. I was like, okay. And, like, all the dates and times. Yeah.
It's so funny, you know, Lala screaming she thinks she's Beyonce. Meanwhile, Ariana's like, let's go to Applebee's. Like... You know what I'm like? That's my version of Beyonce. Like, I love me some Applebee's.
Have you seen the clip of, like, I think it's from, like, the Zoom reunion of Hussy, where she's like, if you don't feel like you're the Beyonce in your own life, you're doing something wrong. A lot of people are circulating that as well, which I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So things are adding up. Yeah, I don't know. What was your thought when you saw her sort of exclaim about Beyonce, and then, you know, Sheena agreed with her, and Tom was standing right by them sort of like...
I know some people hate a fourth wall breakage because it like takes them out of what they're watching. I live for it because I think it was Summer House last week when they're like, well, I had to tell them about because the cameras, how things are going to be on the show. So I like that they were kind of even in a point where they're like, we are trying to wrap up what we are filming this season, and we know how it has to, or I think they all were like, this season should end with Ariana and Tom talking, which is LOL of a thought, because when Ariana has said from the beginning, I'm just not talking to him.
What's your reaction to that?
It hurts my feelings a lot. It really does.
You know me well enough to know that this is not acting.
I don't.
You knew me, Ariana. I know.
I just want you away from me.
So it's like, kind of, I don't get why they thought that would happen. But I loved, unfortunately for all the people involved, I loved Ariana standing her ground and then having those reactions where they're like, well, what? It's literally that meme. Well, what the hell are we going to do now?
Right. I will say, like, this whole season of Vanderpump, I felt like a little fatigued on Ariana versus Tom Sandoval, and I was like, oh, like, can't we just get over it? And I was definitely drinking the Lala juice, I feel like, for the majority of it.
The water? The $2,000 water?
Oh, yes, the water. Of course, the water. Something switched to me for the finale. I think I saw some sort of light, and I was fully team Ariana again, because I thought she was just very eloquent and direct in the way she explained it. Like, obviously, she doesn't want to talk to Tom. No one should force her to talk to Tom. And this is a reality show. This is, like, her real life. These are her real feelings. So I was just so proud of her. I mean, not surprised at all, because she's such a strong girl. But, like, I was so proud of her for not allowing herself to be, as she said, a cog in the machine mm-hmm. of Tom Sandoval's redemption.
The final video game boss. I know. It was very,
right?
Very
that,
good.
I love yeah, that. I loved that metaphor.
And also, it's a thing, too, where they were saying, like, Ariana's not doing her job and everything like that. She, if ever another drama came up, which, like, it wasn't that much besides it, but, like, she was getting involved and being very defensive. And like, you know what she was like? She was showing up to work. Her only parameter was, can I not talk to my ex from 5 months ago? You know what I mean? Like, she like, and like when things happened, like I think it was two episodes before the finale when like Tom and Sheena got in a fight, like Ariana ran over to help Sheena. You know what I mean? Like, so she was in the mix and in the weeds, despite right. just the one thing she didn't want to do.
And the thing is, like, what I would like to ask the viewers who feel like there should have been some sort of, like, Ariana and Tom moment at the finale, like, would you rather watch them have some sort of peace offering olive branch moment, or would you rather see her, like, kill him with, like, these just, like, intense, icy stare? Those are and the moments.
Any person who wanted her to have that sweet moment, you please DM me. Or comment here or whatever. And then also DM your ex's Instagram account so we can connect you guys off to have a nice little chat. If you think it's so fun to talk to an ex. You know what I'm saying? There are you know what I mean? There's so many people I don't even want to talk to that I've like met once that I just like cannot stand. Let alone this. And I mean, maybe, I don't know. I get why Ariana's saying it. Teresa and Melissa don't want to talk. They're filming just fine. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, why are they expecting all of this?
I almost find it more interesting to see how Ariana acts naturally when Tom Sandoval is in the room. Like when he first said hi to Dan at the finale party in San Francisco, like that was so terribly awkward, but like it was also such great television because I was like, oh my God, is she really going to ignore him the entire time? Is Dan really not going to shake his hand? She ignored him. Dan didn't shake his hand, and I don't blame either of them.
No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That Dan is handsome.
He is a cutie. Oh my God, wait. Lala's interrogation of Dan. Come on now.
I kind of get that though.
Danny, that was like kind of feeling like very you-coded. Like while I was watching, I was like, wait, why is that? This is very, very Danny energy.
I have done that with my friend's new like boyfriends where I'm just kind of like, oh, so where are you from? What do you do? Because it's always my friend who's usually like, and maybe they ask the questions, just don't tell me the answers because it's their own relationship. And I'm like, well, I want to know. And I want to know your intentions. So that's the thing where I'm like, Lala, give that Lala.
Yeah.
Give the supportive, because it's like, I feel what Ariana was helping her with Randall, kind of that whole give and take.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things shake out at the reunion, because as we saw in the teaser, like Lala spots Ariana and she's like, we're going to, you know, like fight it out. So, and then Ariana was kind of given that icy cold, I don't give a fuck. Look at her that now that I know that's kind of like
the end,
our, like warning sign, I'm like, I would never want to elicit such a face from Miss Maddox.
Oh, man. No, I do not want to make Maddox mad. No. And well, we have that coming up next week, which I'm so excited to see. Jesse Solomon, the handsome, tallest drink of water out there in the Hamptons, like literally had me and Evan blushing and flushed. Like, it was such a moment. He gave us the littlest little tease about the Summer House reunion because, of course, he's a gentleman, so he couldn't spoil too much. But this, take a listen to what he says is to come for those kids over there. Because you said, because it wasn't physical, their relationship. Do you think if they made it physical earlier on, it would have really solidified what they were? Or do you think that was just one of the few things?
I think the second that you start progressing a relationship, people start asking what's next. So they were really f***ed either way.
Well, they weren't.
But yeah. But I think Sierra has been through this before, and she just wanted, you know, I mean, at the reunion, like, I really understood her perspective even more. I was curious to hear what she had to say. I knew she was going to have a good point, and she really did.
Do you feel like the reunion created space for Sierra and Wes to flourish as a couple, or did it do the opposite?
You're going to have to watch the reunion, brother. It's good. It's juicy.
Because this was obviously your first reality TV reunion at all. Did it live up to your expectations, or did you kind of go in, you're like...
Yeah, it was hype as shit. It was so dope. I was sitting in between Paige and Danielle, and like right when we walk in, early in the morning, barely had your coffee, they're just going at it.
Oh.
And I was like, holy shit, this is wild. I was like, I don't even know what they're talking about. It's like some drama I was not even privy to. And then Carl and Lindsay start going at it. And I was like, wow, this is going to be a long day.
And Evan, what I'm also obsessed about, and what our newsletter subscribers can obsess about also, is his thoughts on the whole Kyle and Amanda situation that you all will see in tonight's episode. He gave us a little extra tea about that.
Oh, Kyle and Amanda. I am always rooting for their individual happiness, and I hope that at some point they can just be happy together, because sometimes it just doesn't seem like that's working out so well. Do you know what it is? We know that Amanda wants something of her own. She explained that to her girlies while shopping for hats and pajamas at Old Navy, and she wants to create a clothing line. She wants to create a swimsuit line for girls with different anatomy, and I think that she should do that, and that, you know, Kyle should support that.
I think so too. And I feel like everything can be a lover boy under the umbrella. You know what I mean? Everything helps everything. You need to have a bikini with a spritz. I don't know. I feel there's something there. I know. I hope. But I mean, all of this, what I keep reminding myself while watching Summer House this season is that when we chatted with Amanda a few weeks ago, she says, like, I'm in a much better headspace herself. So I feel she's showing up and maybe making Kyle show up for her more in different ways too, which I'm very hopeful at least happens. But what I'm more excited to hear about is your chat with Phaedra Parks.
Yes. Oh, Miss Phaedra. Yeah, so she was on the premiere episode of OMG Fashion with Julia Fox, which was a lot of fun. They were judging these designers who were making outfits out of God knows what, but Julia really, really put them through it.
Get Amanda on that!
wait, say that again.
Oh, I said get Amanda on that!
Oh, right. Let's get Amanda on OMG Fashion. That's season two. Julia, hit her up. No, but I obviously chatted with her about her experience with Julia Fox, and she says they both love fashion. They love fur. They love fabulosity. So they connected, and so that was wonderful. But of course, there is that Portia Williams divorce still happening. Like, she and Simon are still going back and forth in a very public way, more on Simon's part. So I wanted to see how her pal Portia was doing through all of that. And Phaedra seems to have hope for Portia, and maybe a revenge body will come out of this.
Because
she was mentioning that, you know, after she got done with her divorce from Apollo, like, she had the ultimate glow of herself. So hopefully Portia is on the same path. Not that Portia really needs a glow up, though.
I was going to say, it's constant. I feel every time I look at her, she glows up just more and more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just striking something. Did you see even, was it the Hollywood, or it was some, whoever did a profile on Andy Cohen recently?
Yeah, the Hollywood Reporter.
Did you see that Andy called her like the ideal housewife? Bryn could be coming up to like, also up. I was like, Bryn, I hope you printed that out.
I something tells me she did. Like, she's putting together her new apartment. It looks so cute, by the way. I can totally see that, like, framed right by her bed.
That wallpaper. She makes me want to do wallpaper, and then I'm like, but I'm not Bryn with you. The wallpaper would be I can't, but she makes me want to. But
yeah.
Evan, you have a little extra tease that will make people really want to subscribe to the newsletter in case the Jesse tea wasn't enough for them.
Yeah, so subscribe to the newsletter, because Phaedra made it seem like there is a path for her to appear on the next season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta with Miss Portia. Now, she is swimming married to medicine. She just finished filming Traitors and OMG Fashion, so she's a busy girl. How does she make it all work?
Yeah.
But it seems like where there is a will, there could be a way. My fingers are crossed. Do you know?
Where there's a will, there's a Williams. What were you going to say?
Right, where there is a will, there is a Williams. She also had some sort of like shady things to say about the state of Atlanta in recent years. So
not recent years. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh gosh. This is why we love Phaedra.
I mean, and when it's all over, it's like a weight that lifts off your shoulder, and you just you have clarity in that moment. When they say you are now legally divorced, there's so much clarity about what it took to get through this moment and really who you are, because if you can survive it, you've done more than most people, because a lot of people won't be able to survive divorce, whether it's, you know, emotional turmoil, financial destruction. I mean, it comes with a lot.
Yeah. Well, Alexia will survive. I also feel like Portia will survive. Have you been able to touch base with her? How's she doing?
Well, you know, Portia is a very strong woman. And, you know, this is not her first time at the rodeo. And she's very smart. And so I was hoping this was her forever. I mean, it was a fairy tale wedding. But, you know, even fairy tales sometimes have interesting endings. So I'm praying for Portia. I want the best for her. I want her happiness, because, you know, it's hard to admit you might have made a mistake or this is the wrong person. And that's why people stay in horrific marriages for years and they're unhappy and you look unhappy. I mean, and so I tell people sometimes getting out of bad relationship is like taking, you know, a shot of Benjamin Button's juice, honey, because it will just make you just, you know, once you get out of it and you have your peace, your sanity, and you can work on yourself, you know, by yourself, I mean, you age backwards. I mean, you just feel so much better. And I mean, you see that revenge body, that's true. Once you get out of a difficult situation, you know, especially a difficult marriage, I mean, it's like a 360. You look better, you feel better, you're just happier.